Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the deep south. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Just want to take the opportunity to welcome our listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. We do hope and pray that you will continue to listen every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. Just have a couple of announcements. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Also, Prophet Yvonne has several ministries up under her leadership. First, we have the Hour of Power, which is every Sunday, amen, from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our Minister Elaine is the host from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with Pastor Joseph Ryle and Prophet Yvonne at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday night. Then on Mondays, we have what we call the Moment in the Spirit with Minister Michelle. You can receive Moments in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. If you would like to start receiving the Moment in the Spirit, you can contact Prophet Yvonne at ryrowell50@gmail.com, or you can inbox her at on her Facebook page, Prophet Yvonne Ryle. Also on Friday, every first Friday of every month, we have Friday night prayer conference call where we have worship, we have praise, we have a preach word, and everyone that is on the line who requests this prayer is prayed for. And that's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the first Friday of every month. And the next Friday night prayer conference call is June the 5th. It's June the 5th, so you want to lock that in your phone, mark it on your calendar. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4000, access code 494-670. Amen. And then we have on Saturday Without Walls Worldwide Radio with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. So you want to be a part of what God is doing with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministry without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Amen. Glory to God. That is all of our announcements. Keep those in mind. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We give you honor, we give you glory, we magnify your holy name. Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you, Father God, for the roof of our heads, the clothes on our back. We thank you, Father God, for life through your Son, Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the small things in life, Father. We thank you, Father God, for your provision. We thank you for your divine protection. Father God, we thank you for all things because without you, we have nothing. Father God, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed over 2,000 years ago that all might be saved. Father God, we just give you honor. We just give you glory. We just magnify your name. We praise your name, Father, for there is no other God. Father God, we pray right now, Father, for the sick and the shut-ins all over the world, Father God. We pray for comfort, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are locked behind prison bars, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray for comfort, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for peace in the land, Father, for there's so much violence in the land, oh God, that we pray for peace throughout the land, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the bereaved families all over the world that have lost loved ones, Father God. We just pray that you will comfort them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, that you are a comforter. We thank you, Father God, that you are a healer. We thank you, Father God, that you are a deliverer, God. Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory, Father God, for your son, Jesus, who died for the whole world. Father God, we pray for the lost right now, Father God. We pray that they will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. We pray right now, Father God, that they will come out of the sin which killeth the soul. Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that one soul be saved, Father. One soul in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray, Father God, that they will come out of sin and come to know the Savior. We pray, Father God, that they will change their ways and repent, Father, and come to the Father while they still yet have time. Father God, we just give you praise and we give you honor. We give you glory. We magnify your holy name, for you are worthy of all our praises. Father, we love you, we give you praise, and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. This is a day that the Lord has made. We ought to be rejoicing in it because he allowed us to see another day. Glory to God. Our message will be coming from Hebrews today. Amen. Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles, you can read along with me. And if you're out and about, amen, if you can go back in your own devotional time and read the entirety of the chapter so you can get an understanding of God's word. Hallelujah. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 12. We're in Hebrews chapter 9, and I'm going to start reading at verse number 12, and the word of God reads, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkled the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spots to God, purging your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Case he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance." Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to stop reading right there. As I said earlier, if you're in your own devotional time, you will go back and read the entirety of the chapter. The title of the message today is No Charge. No Charge. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oftentimes in our lives, when we go and we purchase many things, we have to pay for it. It's a charge for it. Whether we're buying a car, whether we're buying a house, whether we're buying jewelry, or whatever it is that we're buying, it's a charge for it. But the scriptures just said unto us, glory to God, that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, paid the price for our redemption. He paid the price when he died upon the cross. This is why there is no charge for salvation. It's free to all those who believe. Glory to God. The scripture said it was neither by the blood of goats or calves, but by the precious blood of Jesus. See, it was no charge because Jesus paid the price with his blood.
Jesus paid the price, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why it's no charge. Hallelujah to Jesus. He paid the price with his blood. It was his blood, glory to God, that washes away the sin. It was no charge. We didn't have to pay anything for it, glory to God. For Jesus was the perfect sacrifice, the one and only sacrifice, glory, hallelujah, that God has sent for to be the appreciation, glory to God, which means a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus knew no sin and had no sin, but he became sin, hallelujah to Jesus, that we might be redeemed, that we might have life in him. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It was no charge. Hallelujah to Jesus. Just like us, glory to God. I think a songwriter wrote a song one time, says no charge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. While the mother brings forth a child into the world, it was no charge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You didn't have to pay anything for that. Glory to God. When you came into the world, glory to God. When Jesus came into the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when he came in the world, hallelujah, to die for the sins of the world, there was no charge. Glory, hallelujah. You don't have to pay a thing for salvation. It is free. It is from the Father. Glory, hallelujah. It is the gift. It is a perfect gift. Glory to God, from the Father. Hallelujah to Jesus. For the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. Jesus was the one that paid the price at the cross. Hallelujah to Jesus. He paid the price that there will be no charge for us. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, that we could live through him because the life was in his blood. Glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. The shedding of his blood was the life, glory to God, that brought life unto us that were dying in our sins. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. Glory, hallelujah. We have no charge. We have no price to pay because Jesus had already paid the price. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why the scripture says, how much more shall the blood of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, through the eternal spirit, hallelujah, that we might have life in him. It was no charge. Hallelujah to Jesus. Maybe that's why a lot of people don't want Jesus. Many people don't want Jesus today. Because they didn't have to pay for it. They don't know the suffering and affliction that he went through. Glory, hallelujah, that you didn't have to pay anything. You can't pay for this. You can't pay for this, and you can't buy it with your money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your status quo can't buy it. Glory to God. Your last name can't buy it. Glory to God. Your house and your mansion on the hill can't buy it. Glory, hallelujah, because there's no charge. Glory, hallelujah, to all those that believe in Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, all those that believe that Jesus Christ is the Son, hallelujah, of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. There was no charge. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus carried the cross. Hallelujah. The Calvary, that all might have life in him. He had no sin, but yet he became sin. The Bible says that he was wounded for our transgression. Hallelujah to Jesus. He bore our sins, glory to God, that we might have life in him. There was no charge. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Aren't you glad that it's no charge? Glory to God. Because all of us that don't have a lot of money, hallelujah to Jesus, we wouldn't make it in. Glory, hallelujah, because it would cost a price. Well, nobody would make it in but the rich and the famous. Glory to God, because they would have the money. But the Bible says that Jesus paid for it with the shedding of his blood, because the Bible says without the shedding of the blood, there would be no remission of sin. Glory to God. In other words, there would be no forgiveness of sin if Jesus had not paid the price upon Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that Jesus was wounded for our transgression, that he was bruised for our iniquities. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says that all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We needed a Savior. Glory, hallelujah. And God sent forth his Son at no charge. Hallelujah to Jesus. That we might have life in him. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hallelujah, laid down his life for us. Hallelujah to Jesus. He took all of our sins upon him at no charge. Hallelujah to Jesus. When they mocked him and spit upon him, when they pierced him in the side, when they nailed his hand to the cross, when they nailed his feet to the cross, it was no charge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Jesus paid the price by laying down his life for our life, that we would not die in darkness. Glory, hallelujah. That we would not die in our sins. Glory, hallelujah. For Jesus died for the whole world. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It was no chalk. Hallelujah. It didn't cost us a dime. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it cost Jesus everything. It cost him his life. Glory, hallelujah. It was the blood of Jesus that paid the price. Hallelujah to Jesus. We were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. It was no charge. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It was no charge. Anyone that believes and confesses with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, anyone that comes unto the Father and asks the Father to forgive me of my sins, have mercy upon my sick soul. Glory, hallelujah. Wash me with your blood. Glory, hallelujah. There is no charge. Glory, hallelujah. There's no charge. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's no charge. There are many things that we can put a price on. We can say a house can cost $200,000, $300,000. It can even cost in the million. Depends on how much money you got. You can buy a car that could cost $50,000, $10,000, $5,000. You can buy a car that house $100,000. Glory to God. But you cannot pay for salvation, for it has no price on it. Glory, hallelujah. Man cannot pay for it, nor can man, glory to God, take credit for what God has already done through the cross. He purchased it with his own blood, God Almighty. Hallelujah. It was no charge. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It's no dollar sign of the world on what Jesus has already done at the cross. It's no charge. Hallelujah to Jesus. For the Bible says as many as receive him can be saved. So the Bible says that God sent his Son in the world that all might have eternal life through him. He didn't send Jesus to condemn the world, but that all might be saved. It's no charge. It's no charge. Many times in our life, we got people that say they're going to do something for us, but they got a price behind it. It's something you got to pay them for them to do it. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. They're going to charge you something. They're going to charge it foul. They're going to overcharge it, but you're going to pay them a price for whatever they do. Glory to God. Whatever that you do, it's a price on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it's no price. Jesus paid the price. You can't buy this. It don't matter how much money you got in the bank. You can't buy it. Salvation came through Christ Jesus, and it's free. For anyone that receiveth him, anyone that believeth on him shall be saved, shall be healed, shall be delivered, and shall be set free. Glory to God. It's no charge. Glory to God. You know, many times we go in a place and we're like, oh, Lord, I wonder how much they're going to charge you. How much they're going to charge me for doing this. How much it's going to cost me. What I got to pay for it. How much money I got to have to get this service. But the Bible says that it was the blood of Jesus that was shedding. For it was not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Jesus paid the price. It was no charge. For for our salvation. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was a free gift from the Lord by grace and through faith. Glory to God. We receive the gift of salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus offered himself for sin. He bore our sin at no charge. How many of us would go to the cross for somebody else's sin? Hallelujah. How many? I don't know any little G God that went to the cross and died upon the cross and went through all that Jesus went through in the shedding of his blood at no cost that others might have life. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus' blood was shed. Hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago that we all might be saved. He don't want any to be lost. But you have a choice. It's not causing your dying. You ain't got to pay nothing. Not for this. Glory to God. But you have to receive Jesus and accept him as your Lord and Savior. You got to repent of your sins. You got to change your life around, and you got to live for Jesus. You got to have a godly soul. Hallelujah. You can't just on Sunday be saved. Ain't that thing? It's being saved just on Sunday. Glory to God. You got to be saved every day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You got to be saved every day, not on this Sunday. A Sunday morning Christian. Glory to God. For the Bible says Jesus died upon the cross, glory to God, that all might have life and forgiveness of sin. Time to get it right, and it's time to get right with God. Because Jesus is soon to return, and you got to know him for yourself. Hallelujah to Jesus. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your auntie, your Jonas, your children, your pastors, your preachers, your evangelists, your prophets. They can't do it for you. Can't nobody do it but you. You have a free will, glory to God, to come into the Father through Jesus Christ and be saved. Glory to God. Because it's only way that one can be saved is Jesus. Because he said, I am the way. I am light. I am the truth. The only way that you can be saved is through Jesus Christ. That's the only way. It's no charge to you. Glory to God. Thanking God that it's no charge. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was no charge for what he did at the cross. Can you just imagine what he went through? That we didn't have to go to the cross for ourselves. God of mine. He went for us. And we didn't have to pay a dime for it. Glory to God. Yet nobody wants God. They want the things of the world. The lifestyle of the world. Glory, hallelujah. The world system. Glory to God. I want Jesus. Nobody don't want Jesus. They're trying to take Jesus out of everything. Glory to God. You don't want to take Jesus out of everything. Because while the word of God is not preached, glory to God, if the word of God is not preached, what is going to wrong the earth? The word of God must be preached. Glory to God. Because when you take the word out of everything, you take the name of Jesus out of everything, then you give it Satan room to roam. To see where the word is. He ain't where the word is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's no charge to us. Salvation is free to all of those that believe in Jesus Christ. You know, it's so much going on in our world today. There's so much violence in the world that you can't even color on your television without hearing of death and violence. You can't cut on your television without seeing immoral things on the television. All kinds of sin in the land. Glory to God. Nobody wants the true and living God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Sin is just roaming in the land. Glory to God. And sin killeth the soul of man. Glory, hallelujah. But God never meant for man to be separated from him by sin. That's why he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to pay the price for your sin. My sins, your children's sin, your grandchildren's sin, your future sin, your future seed sin. He sent his son. He sent Jesus to pay the ultimate price for our salvation. It's no charging. Glory, hallelujah. There is no charge, yet people don't want it. Glory to God. It's no charge. For Jesus was nailed upon the cross. It was his blood that was shed for the world. It was his blood that was streaming down the cross. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It was his blood that was shed that all might be saved. And it cost was nothing. You can't buy it. Glory to God. It's free. Hallelujah to Jesus. Salvation is free. Those who have turned away from God, backslider. Glory to God. It's time now to come back to the Father. Glory to God. Come back to the shepherd. Return back to him. Glory to God. For he is the bishop of your soul. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come back to the Savior. Glory to God. While you yet have time, while the blood is running warm in your veins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't wait until tomorrow. For tomorrow is not promised to anyone. It's not promised to me. Is not promised to you. The next second and the next minute is not promised to anyone. See, tomorrow just might be too late. Today is the day of salvation for you. If you will come to Jesus, just where you are, glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll clean you up. Now you get to come as you are, but you don't get to stay right there. Glory to God. Because the word of God will clean you up. It will heal your mind, your body, and your soul, and your spirit. Glory to God. If you will come to Jesus, if you will accept him as your Lord and Savior, that will be the best decision you ever made in your life. Glory to God. And it's no charge. It's not going to cost you anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For God loved the world, that he sent his only son who redeemed us with his blood. Hallelujah. Who paid the ultimate price for salvation. Glory to God. I'm so glad that God sent his son Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we will not die in our sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That Jesus paid the price, and there was no charge for all of those who will believe. There's no charge. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't remember nothing I said today, remember that Jesus died upon the cross for your sin, and it's no charge. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know the one that died upon the cross for your sins and my sins. Hallelujah. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And you said this prayer, and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved, and change your life today. Find your Bible, believe in church, get your Bible. Began to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message
on Facebook, if you have given your life to Christ, amen, glory to God. I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. If you have given your life to Christ today, amen, glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Know that Jesus died upon the cross for your sins and my sin. Know that God loves you. Amen. And that is no charge. Salvation is free. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord.